Hello.
Hi, yes, this is Shanice Kyle. Received a missed phone call from this number.
Yeah. Hey, Shanice, this is Jerome. We had spoke earlier.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to get back to you about Chamberlain Ave. I can say we were doing our due diligence on the property, and found out, I guess, the property is, just to verify, it's currently being listed.
So no, I did have it listed with a commercial agent on the commercial side of the market. However, my contract is up for renewal, so that's why I'm shopping it around to see what my other options are before I go through this process again.
Got you. Got you. And that makes sense. I just wanted to, I guess, get clarification on that. And from looking at, the zoning of the property, it seems that it's zoned completely commercial.
No, it's a mixed use. We got to clarify with the city. I've actually never, you're not the only one who asked me that today. I've never had these questions before, but it's zoned for residential and commercial usage. It's never just been zoned completely commercial.
Got you. Zone for mixed use. Okay. Just to clarify, I guess we'd have to get some clarification on that, because we don't work directly with commercial properties at all.
Yeah, and it
But
was on the residential market with a residential agent, so that's why I'm just confused too.
yeah, definitely. It's up in the air for sure. Did you have any like official documentation on the zoning at all?
No, I do not have that offhand.
Got you. Got
Thank
you.
you. Yeah, no, I don't have that offhand, but it's zoned for mixed use. I've never run into all of these issues regarding the zoning for, now I've had questions about the commercial zoning of it, but never the residential zoning of the property. That's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, I think, 'cause we were all wondering, and I'm sure you've wondered as well why the property hasn't flown off the market, because it's beautiful, it's gorgeous what you've done, everything like that. And we're thinking it really does have something to do with the zoning.
No, zoning has never been an issue for me. It's actually been the interest rates and also some people that were residential buyers. They were like, oh, we love it. It's just a main road. It's off of a main road. And then I did have the residential buyer whose financing fell through.
Got you. Got you. And that makes sense as well. I do remember you saying that. So what I'm gonna have to do is I'm gonna have to just take it back to my owner to go over all of that information, and then see what he wants to do. I know I said I would give you an answer today around this time, but I think we just gotta get clarification on that on our side of whether to move forward or not, if that makes sense. So would tomorrow, around
Yeah.
I guess 1 or 2 be a good time to call you again?
Yeah, tomorrow it works.
Okay. All right, then I'm sorry to put that pause on it, but I just gotta get that clarification before I even have the, bandwidth to move forward.
Yeah, no, I understand that as well. I'm just confused as to what changed because I always thought it was listed on the city site as dual usage.
Yeah, no, I completely get that, and I hope that's the case too, you know what I mean? I want that for you. I know we have to do our due diligence to see if that makes sense, to make sure on our end that this is something that we can go into, with
That'd be
it
great.
being used. Yeah, but we still are interested. Just allow me to at least get a day to, give you those final answers.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Shanice. And I'll reach out, most likely around 1:32, if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, all right. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.